This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? And you never know, your letter could be read live on the air, just like this one right here, and you never know, it could be yours. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that? Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: he and his brother's baby mama. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 11 years and we had two daughters. The last 3 years of our marriage, he messed with his brother's baby mother and she got pregnant. His brother has two sons by this woman, and my husband is the godfather of both of his brother's sons. His brother left her after he caught her in bed with another man at their house. She started popping up at our house to talk to my husband, and I always assumed it was to talk about his brother's dumping her. I invited her over for Thanksgiving, and she pulled my husband aside to talk to him, and I let them talk. She got very upset and was crying. Then she got irate and started pointing her finger forcefully into my husband's head. He pulled her close to comfort her, and I still did not get involved. This sort of thing happened 4 more times, and she was always very upset when she came to my house. I figured she must still be suffering from the breakup, so I stayed out of it. Then earlier this year, my husband got a letter from our local child support office, and I opened the letter, and it said he is the father of a baby girl, and it listed his brother's baby mama as the mother. I started snooping through his drawers, and I found DNA test results hidden in a cigar box in his junk drawer. This woman mysteriously had a baby, and I had no idea she was pregnant. I sent a picture of the DNA results to my husband's brother, and he responded that he's known about them for 3 years because he caught them in the act. I felt so lost and stupid. Their daughter is 2 years old, and this woman wants my kids to meet their sister, and she wants to clear the air with me. Should I forgive her and move on, or keep ignoring her forever? All right. Forgive them for sure. Forgive her. Not for them, not for her, but because forgiveness is for you to be free to move on with your life. But anything else, all bets are off. Keep ignoring her forever. All right. And don't you ever be that trusting to anyone again. You saw what was going on. You didn't think for a second that, you know, I mean, I get that she was distraught over her brother, but her pointing her finger at his forehead and your husband pulling her close to him, all that's in your letter. I can't believe you didn't suspect something was going on between them with all the stuff they were doing. I mean, maybe because it was done in your face and not behind your back, you didn't think that they would be doing what they were doing. I just don't know too many women, including myself, who would have allowed them to carry on like they were carrying on in front of you. So I'm going to need you to get mad, you know, do something, not just ask, keep ignoring her forever. It's okay to forgive, but you shouldn't forget or clear the air with her like she wants to do if you choose not to. Okay, do what's best for you and your children, your family. Okay, keep her out of it. She's trash at this point, as far as I'm concerned, what she did to you and her husband. Steve?
The most confusing damn letter of the year. I don't know. Shirley, I can't make no sense of this. I've been trying to find the turning points, but the whole letter is a turning point. The lady was married for 11 years with her husband. They got two daughters. But then the last 3 years of the marriage, he messed with his brother's baby's mama, and she got pregnant. His brother has two sons by this woman, and my husband is the godfather of both of his brother's sons. Wait a minute. If this is your brother and he got two children, what is you the godfather for? You the uncle.
Yeah. You're the uncle.
You're the uncle. See, this family love giving titles. Now, his brother left her. He left the baby mama after he caught her in bed with another man at their house. Who is these men that go over these other men's houses, man? I just don't understand that. I don't know why more of these ain't winding up in deaths. She started popping up at our house to talk to my husband. And I always assumed it was to talk about his brother dumping her. But now, let me say this, though. Could it be the way this letter's written when she said her brother left her after he caught her in bed with another man at their house? Could the other man have been his brother?
Well, no, I think that was an additional man, Steve, because lower in the letter he said he's known about her
brother.
Well,
we'll find out. I invited her over for Thanksgiving. She pulled my husband to the side to talk to him, and I let him talk. She got upset and was crying, and she got irate and started pointing her finger forcefully into my husband's head. You know how they be tapping on your head, like what you...
Ain't
nobody finna do that to me.
No, you're not gonna... No.
In front of Marjorie?
Okay. I don't know any woman alive. None.
What is she tapping your... Whoa. So that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I still didn't get involved. This sort of thing happened 4 more times. And she was always upset when she came to my house. I figured she must still be suffering from the breakup, so I stayed out of her. How stupid are you?
No, well, she said that she felt stupid.
All right, we're talking about lost. It when we come back.
All right. Part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he and his brother's baby mama. We'll get back into it right after this.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he and his brother's baby mama.
Ah, this raggedy-ass letter so confusing. I'm so tired.
Not the letter, it's the people.
It's the letter, Shirley. We don't even know these damn people. The best right here. This lady married to her husband. They got two kids. And then the last three years of the marriage, he messed with his brother's baby's mama, and she got pregnant. His brother got two sons by this woman, and my husband is the godfather to both his brother's sons. You they uncle. You they damn uncle. You legally everything. You they uncle. You don't need no extra titles. His brother left her because he caught her in bed with another man at their house. And then she started popping up at our house to talk to my husband. I always assumed it was to talk about his brother dumping her. I'm telling you, Shirley, I think that the man he caught in bed with her is his brother. Because right after that, she kept coming to the house.
Yeah.
Mad every time she come to the house right after that. Then they say I invited over to Thanksgiving 2020. She pulled my husband aside to talk to him. I let him talk. She got upset and was crying. Then she got irate and she started pointing her finger forcefully in my husband's head. Now, damn, because his brother found you in bed with another man or because he found you in bed and the other man was his damn brother? And I've got starting to put it together for myself here now, Shirley. I didn't get involved. This sort of thing happened 4 more times, and she was always upset when she came to the house. I figured she must be still suffering from the breakup. So I stayed out, and she was suffering from the breakup because your husband was the cause of the breakup because he got caught in his brother's house in that bed. That's what I believe this letter is really all about. Then earlier this year, my husband got a letter from our local child support office. I opened the letter, and it said he was the father of a baby girl, and it was listed his brother's baby's mama as the mother. I started snooping through his drawers, and I found DNA test result hidden in a cigar box. That's what really... Why is you putting this in a cigar box?
Why
you put this in a cigar box for? See, now people like me, ass got tight. Now my ass tight because it's in a cigar box. Immediately, I go to myself. And how many cigar boxes I got? I can't think of what important I done put in the damn cigar box.
Not about you.
Anyway, this woman mysteriously had a baby, and I had no idea she was pregnant. Oh. I sent a picture of the DNA results to my husband's brother, and he responded that he's known about them for 3 years because he caught them in the act. It was his brother that he walked in and saw in the bed with his woman 3 years ago. She stayed away and had this baby, but every time she came over, she was mad at him. I felt so lost and stupid. They daughter 2 years old. This woman wants my kids to meet their sister, and she wants to clear the air with me. Should I forgive her and move on and keep ignoring her forever? Well, you can forgive her, but this is the most confusing mess. I really ain't got nothing for her no more, Heifer. And my biggest thing right here is, what is we finna call these kids? Because, see, now, even if they meet...
Godchildren, nieces,
what is we finna call these kids right here? Mom, is these our cousins? Mamas, these are brothers and sisters. No, they're not.
Uncle Daddy.
It's they are aunts. No, baby, they're not your aunts. It's these are cousins, in-laws. No, they're not. What is they? Mama, is these our nephew-in-laws? This our nephew-in-law? Mama, what is we going to call these damn kids? Jesus. Your husband slept with his brother's baby mama. The brother caught them. Mm-hmm. You found the DNA report, sent it to his brother to say, hey, on this DNA report, this listing my husband, who is your brother, as the daddy of your baby mama's baby.
See,
he ain't surprised because he know all about it. So what kind of help she wants?
I really thought it was two different men, but she says she felt so lost and stupid that, she should feel that way because I think she's just ignoring what's going on in front of her eyes.
Why are we here? Who do you trust in this story?
You can't trust
your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He held to the code with his brother.
And she's
nobody told you nothing.
Right. And then she's considering forgiving this woman and moving on or to keep ignoring her forever. That's her issue. None of this other
stuff. Well, Shirley, what you said made sense. You could forgive her because forgiveness is for you, not the other person. But to forgive don't mean to forget.
Right.
You don't have to set yourself back up in the line of fire.
Right.
Just because you forgave somebody. Yes, Tommy, I see your hand.
Can't you forgive as you walking out the door with all your stuff? Can't you forgive and get in your car and drive off?
Yes, you can.
She can keep ignoring her forever.
I'm not finna do is sit here and deal with this mess. Now, the kids are gonna have to know each other eventually because that's their daddy's baby.
All right, we gotta go. Please leave us your comments.
You got a little brother and sister-in-law somewhere.
/ cousin. All right, look, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram, Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.